1 to Massa. Massa swinging a fly ball to right field. This is carrying again. Did it hit the scoreboard?
It's off the scoreboard on a 3-run shot from Massa to go with her 2-run shot from yesterday. And ladies and gentlemen, this one is wide open now.
Caitlin Massa, 3-run homer, 6-0 Southern.
That was me on the call with Eli Hoover yesterday as a Southern run ruled Bradley to wrap up the weekend sweep 10-2. Now, I got to explain here. Okay, the ball hit the scoreboard.
Yeah.
But when that ball was hit, I immediately leaned to my right. And as soon as I did that, the sliding window created a blind spot for me. So I did not completely see that it was out until everybody knew it. So if Coach Blaylock, if I sound like I fumbled that call and didn't know what I was doing, I kind of wasn't in that moment. It's only the second softball game I've called in 30 years.
His first error of the year, Coach. I think
so
we can forgive him.
E announcer on that one. But Eli did a great job picking me up. And congratulations on the sweep of Bradley over the weekend. Getting back to the task of sweeping teams as opposed to being swept.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. That was it was much needed, and the kids came out and played well.
Shuffled up the lineup a little bit after the Missouri State sweep. Did you get what you wanted out of the shuffling?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, sometimes it's just a feel thing and who may be hot or you know, matchups or, you know, we want to possibly go all lefty or, you know, just a different things. And we've got a bunch of good kids on the roster that deserve a chance to play. So, you know, we went with that, stacked the lineup at the top of the order a little bit more with our high average kids, and that did work out.
Yeah, and a great weekend in the circle for Carly Jo Clark, and she definitely set the tone, I think, yesterday for the run rule victory.
Yeah, you know, Carly is a kid that has a great demeanor to be a pitcher. I kind of call her my Greg Maddux. You know, she's a kid that, you know, doesn't throw as hard as the other two, but she's got great control. You know, she can keep the ball in certain spots where kids can't get a good whack at it, and I just thought, you know, she is she's competitive and she's a good pitcher. You know, she is what a pitcher looks like. She can change speed, she got good location, she does all those types of things.
Talking to Carrie Blaylock, of course, after the sweep against Missouri State on Wednesday, your players were like, look, that's not us. And, you know, despite getting swept, you know, you can shuffle the lineup all you want, but seemed like they were bound and determined to show everybody who they really were over the weekend against Bradley.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you don't, you know, Massa and Sarah Harness were under the weather on Wednesday. I mean, those are things you don't broadcast. But, you know, I was probably more upset that we just didn't have a lot of fight. You know, we got down early, gave up a couple of big flies in both games, and we just didn't, you know, we just didn't compete real hard. That is what really probably got to me more than anything. And I thought, you know, we talked about competing for 7 innings. I thought we did that yesterday, and I was really proud of them because I had challenged them and said, hey, let's play the entire game, and I thought they did that.
Is this team to the point where if it gets to you, it also gets to them, or do you have to kind of coach them through that?
No, I mean, I've got some veterans that know, but we're still young. You know, we still have, you know, you got to remember those sophomores only played about 20 games last year because of COVID. So you're still got some youth, you know. You could say you got about 12 kids, that which is over half the roster, that, you know, don't have a complete year under their belt. And so, you know, sometimes they're still trying to figure out, but we're walking through things, and that's the part. The first 16 games came so easy, and then we lost our starting shortstop and our cleanup hitter to a torn ACL. And I think we went 6-5 over the next 11, just trying to figure it out, you know, trying to figure out middle of our lineup, what do we do? And this weekend sweep, we kind of came out of it. So I was proud of them.
Carrie, I was going to bring up the fact that there was a item at the bottom of the press notes there about your wins as SIU coach, and you approaching the all-time win program and wins in a program, and the person that you're about, and we're not talking softball, I'm talking the whole university there, and the person that you're about to pass is a guy that we both know very well, a guy that's from Heron, and I bet you, and I haven't talked to him, but he would probably be tickled to death. I'm tickled to death. I was talking to Scott about it Saturday, that Carey is probably going to, I mean, without a doubt, going to do it this season. Maybe, you know, the next time we talk to you. But you're about to have a milestone that not many people get to reach.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I knew at the beginning of the year that it could possibly, and I'm not like you. I never take anything for granted. So I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know how many games are left in it. I don't pay attention to that kind of stuff. But I love Itchy Jones, and he's been great to me. And what I think is kind of cool is you got two people from Heron, Illinois.
You betcha.
That, you know, that came over to Southern and stayed for longevity and stayed and tried to do the right thing. And so, you know, he is a favorite of mine. And the other thing that's cool is him and my dad went to high school together. And, you know, those are things that are pretty cool. But as I've said a million times, I don't play the game. I don't put on the uniform. I don't throw the ball. Don't catch the ball. Don't hit the ball. You know, I am just blessed that I've had some incredible players that have played here that, you know, they're the ones that win the games.
And Scott Hudson pointed out so aptly Saturday, and you just mentioned it too, is that here are two people locally that went to Southern and stayed at Southern for the majority of their career. Itchy later went on, but here's two people that cared about Southern Illinois and really gave their life, their coaching careers to a program to make it excellent. And it's just, I'm like you, I just get goosebumps when I think, well, here's another Heron person about to pass a Heron person for all-time wins at SIU.
Yeah, I just, you know, I've said this my entire career. I think I am Southern Illinois. That's just who I am. I'm just a hardworking, like, grinder. You know, I had opportunities to go to the SEC, Big Ten, Big 12. That just doesn't do it for me. I loved beating Mississippi State with Southern Illinois on our jersey. You know, that to me is cool. I love the kids that we get here. I love the university. I love everything about Southern Illinois. So I'm glad that I stayed, and you know, hope that we can bring some pride during all this mess with COVID and everything to the region and the university. And you know, but like I said, it's cool just being spoken in the same, you know, breath as Itchy.
We just talked with Liz Jarnigan about the fact of with the COVID and how she was a little angered at some of the teams in football that were dropping out and worried where that would lead. And I talked to her, and I wanted to mention it when you were on too, about the fact of that Southern has done such an exceptional job working through this pandemic in the extreme conditions. And I know you've been a big part of that, and I know you were in charge of the testing, and I know you and I spoke about that one time, and it's just an overwhelming, I mean, it's so hard to get everything in with the student athletes and the studies and the coaching and the testing, and then if you get a pause or whatever. But I think Southern's done a phenomenal job with handling the whole situation.
Yeah, you know, we've got great direction from the top and our emergency operations committee and Ben Newman, our police chief, and the help that he's given me, and SIH, the Jackson County Health Department, have been phenomenal. I get to work with, you know, you talk about another Heron softball player. I get to work with Paula Clark all the time,
great.
You know, because she works at the health department.
Jackson County.
And, but I give credit to our athletes because these kids have had to undergo, you know, isolation at times from their parents, or just, you know, creating a bubble and creating a safe place to where they know that they are able to participate and, you know, sacrificing some things and not being able to go home a lot or at all. And if you do, then you need to quarantine when you come back for a while, and just the things that they've had to go through. And I give credit to my players and, you know, all the efforts that they've given and what they've done. And you're right, I think SIU has done a really good job and have not had to have that many pauses. But, you know, again, I give credit to the student athletes over there for what they've done.
Coach, for all the things that we've asked these student-athletes to do this year, does it still surprise you that they can still go out and win at a high level?
It doesn't, because, Paxton, it's such a relief. The joy that my kids, you know, when they got back here, I think fall semester was trying for us because they kept probably thinking in their mind, is this really going to happen? Are we really going to get to play? And so we're putting in all this work and we're doing all this stuff and, you know, what's going to happen? And we're kind of lonely and we don't get to be around our buddies and we have to be in small groups and all this other stuff. Well, as soon as January hit, I mean, it was the joy and the energy. I don't know if you could hear our dugout the other day, but the energy they bring and the excitement just to be on the field, and they don't take it for granted. And they love being around their teammates, and it's where they can really spend a lot of time together. And so my kids have been, you know, exceptional. I think I felt sorry for men's and women's basketball because it seemed to me like they're playing in the height of the spikes of the pandemic. So it was hard for them because, you know, the positivity rate was up and everything. But as far as us being outdoors and being able to compete, it's been like a huge relief and a really, it's been good for us.
Coach Kerry Blalock, thank you very much for spending some time with us, and continue the exceptional season. And as you said, pat those kids on the back because they're doing an awesome job. And we're not going to have a show next week, perhaps we will, we're not sure yet with some other things going on, but the next time that we get a chance to have you on, I just have a sneaky suspicion that you know, it'll already have happened. And I know you're not keeping track, and I'm not going to say how many it is, but congratulations on what lies ahead, because this softball team is really playing exceptionally well, and keep up the good work. Thank you.
I appreciate it, Mike.